Welcome to the Child Free Wealth Podcast, hosted by Bree and Dr. J, certified financial planner. Here we discuss life and finances as it relates to being child free. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your advisor before implementing any ideas heard on this podcast.
All right, Child Free Wealth listeners, today we're going to talk a little about the company Child Free Wealth, the way we do things, and some of the things we're offering. Now, by the way, if you're going, well, that's an advertisement. Well, yeah, it is. I'm just being honest on that. Like, seriously, we are in the business to make money. I can't say that. And if you don't want to hear any of it, just skip the episode. Is that fair, Bree?
Yeah, that's fair.
The first thing is we are now offering what we call a child-free wealth checkup. For a silly analogy, you take your car to go get the oil changed. They do the oil change, and then they're like, hey, your wipers need to get replaced, your air filter needs to get replaced, blah, blah, blah. Now, by the way, they're doing that to upsell you, but we'll ignore that. I usually just take their recommendations, go to Pep Boys, buy the air filter, and do it for like $4, but let's just go with it. And it's a look at your overall car, where you're at, what's going on with it. We're now doing that for your finances. That's the child-free wealth checkup. So the child-free wealth checkup, we're really looking to see two things. Are your finances simple? And does that allow you to have an amazing life? Now, our whole process is something like 77 items. It's huge. There's no way we can do it all. But we're trying to see where the problem areas are. And before I go into the process, Bree, give me one of your favorite problem areas you've seen on clients recently. I mean, you've been taking care of all the clients since the beginning of the year. What's one of your favorite things that'll pop up in a checkup?
Roth IRAs. These things are my nightmare. Not because of them. What they are, but so many people are contributing to Roth IRAs while being over the income limit because I see it all the time on social media. People say, contribute to your Roth IRA, put money in there, you'll have it for retirement. And then they'll have these fun little reels where they'll say, if you put $500 a month into your Roth IRA at this age, and then keep doing that till you're 65, then you're going to have this many millions. That's awesome. Nowhere in there. I think I've seen five of those posts in the past 48 hours. Nowhere in there has anybody said, be careful, there's an income limit. And if you're over it, you cannot contribute directly to a Roth IRA. So that is probably the biggest thing I've seen.
And then the worst is, then they do a backdoor Roth IRA, but they still have a traditional IRA, and then we have to fix it because now we have a mixing of funds, and we didn't file the IRS forms. Okay, like seriously, at some point I'm like, the backdoor Roth IRAs, few of those, like just not worth the work for the amount of things you're doing. Like, but it's a good example. It's a good concept, the Roth IRA. They get the concept, but the tax implications become interesting. I'll keep going on this. The other one is the Roth conversion. Like, I should do a Roth conversion. Well, I had talked to a client on this, and we figured out they're not actually going to use the money from their Roth, so it makes no sense to convert because they're paying tax on something they'll never use. Like, these are the types of things that fit, that are kind of a combination of standard investing taxes, but also the child-free spin. And that's what we're doing with the child-free wealth checkup. So here's how this works. It's $500. I'm going to tell you right now, $500. You pay for it. You fill out what we call a financial information form. For some folks, that is quite the challenge. Let's say it takes you a couple hours to fill out that form. Because we ask for a little bit of everything. Copies of your statements and your tax returns and your insurance and like everything about you. What I've found is when clients do that, they go, that's a giant pain in the ass, but it helped me. And that's the key. Like, it's like, where is all this stuff? Especially if you're a couple. I see a lot of folks go, well, I didn't know why you had this account. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Seriously, just doing the financial information form helps you. Then what we do is our team sits down and they go through it. They build out a basic plan in Right Capital. That's our financial planning software. But we're also reviewing it. And like, for example, we'll look at the insurance and go, oh, by the way, you've got $5 million of life insurance. You're child free. Your spouse doesn't need the money. Why do you have $5 million of life insurance? Just say it. Things like that, where we will find these issues. Then what we do is we sit down with you for an hour. So you meet with a child free wealth specialist. Bree's doing most of those meetings right now. You'll see some of my other team members doing it. What we do is we'll sit down and go, here's what we found. You told us you want this from your life. This is what your finances say. And these don't go together. Now, you've done a bunch of those. We called them intro meetings before. What do you think is the biggest aha for clients, Bree?
I think they don't realize how simple their finances can be. Often they're coming to us and they're overwhelmed and stressed because they feel like they should be doing all these things. And reality is they don't need to be doing all these fancy, crazy things that they're hearing from different places. Cause it's so easy to get influenced from multiple different sources without sitting down to think about what really matches you in your life.
Yeah. And really what matches you as a child-free person. We get a lot of people that have a financial planner and they're like, well, my financial planner, you know, they assume I'm going to have kids or they're just treating it the same. So in some cases, these child-free wealth checkups are just like a second opinion. Let's call it that. But they realize, oh, that makes no sense for me. One of the things we actually do in there is we do an analysis of your portfolio, where you're at, total fees, things like that. So you realize, oh, this is what I'm paying per year. Food for thought, things like that. But also what happens is you start realizing this may not make sense. So for example, we use it's not technical scale, but a scale of how simple are your finances and how amazing is your life. So for example, let's take renting property, so not necessarily like you're renting from somebody, but you're going to buy a house to rent to somebody. Real estate, you'll hear a lot of people say, got to have real estate. Cool. Well, does owning a rental make your finances more simple? The answer is no. Does owning a rental make your life more amazing? No. If you don't want your complex finances and you want an amazing life, why would you own rental properties? And that's the hard part, is be like, but I was told I have to. Why? It doesn't match you. What do you think about that, Brie?
Yeah, I can think of many people who would tell you that rental properties do not make life better. And I often will ask people, do you want a second job? Like, do you want another job? And if they say no, well, then why are you doing it? Well, I can get a property manager. Yeah, but you're still responsible for so many things there. You have to coordinate with the property manager. If something goes wrong, you still have to write the check. It is just not worth the time and hassle.
Absolutely. So what we do is we actually cover all the areas you would have seen in our no baby steps, but let's kind of run through it. So we're going to talk about your investments, kind of what they are, where they are, fees, things like that. Also give you an idea of like, here's an ideal portfolio for you. Doesn't mean you should, but you have to, but like, this is like an option. We will also look at your insurance. Got too much, too little. Do we have disability insurance? Do we have life insurance, long-term care insurance? Where are we going with that? We look at your estate plan. What's your power of attorney look like? What's your will look like? And by the way, if you're going, I don't have any of those. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go, here, you need to get these. We're going to look at what's your plan for your parents? Like, do you have to care for them? Are you inheriting a whole bunch of money? I don't know, but that's got to be part of your plan. We're going to look at how you're going to die with zero if that's your goal. How you're going to wind down your wealth. That's all part of it. And we build it into this document that really kind of, gives you a scorecard. I don't like it as a scorecard, but just like a problem areas, red, yellow, green type. Like, this looks good. This looks bad. Like, for example, silly one. People go, well, I've got $100,000 in my emergency fund. I'm like, cool. What you really need is $25,000. You actually have too much in your emergency fund. People go, well, but more is better. No, it's not. Extra should be invested or have a goal. You don't realize these things. We are trying to identify your unknown unknowns. Here are the things you need help with. At the same time, we're really trying to figure out, is this going to your amazing life? We ask you, what are the five things that are most important to you in your life? And then they go, okay, X, Y, and Z, great. Now are your financial goals going towards that? And they go, no. For example, really common. We have people say, my number one goal is I want to travel more. Cool. So taking another job that only gives you 2 weeks of PTO, I actually had this recently, gives you 2 weeks of PTO, does not get you more travel time. Just saying. If your number one goal is travel, then your number one spend as far as discretionary money should go to travel. These are the type of things we work through to make sure you're there. If it's with a couple, let's make sure you're both on the same page. Brie, on the life side, what do you see as kind of the big things people miss?
I think life and finances in general, there is often one person who is very obsessed with optimizing down to the very last penny in a couple. And then the other person's like, no, I want to live life. And they are not aligned and they're not necessarily having conversations. And then things come up and it becomes fights, like my chicken nugget fight. Those things happen. And it's okay for those to happen because it means you're talking about it. I very much disagree with the idea that you're never ever going to fight about money. If you are truly having the tough, drives me nuts when people say that. I just saw another one the other day saying we've never fought about money. I'm like, well, you're not having the really hard conversations then. You're glossing over it and you're just going.
Okay, answer the question on how we're going to care for your mother and see if you fight about money. Oh, well, I want to give $500,000 to my mother's care. Go ahead and see how that fight goes. Just say it. And if you haven't had that fight yet, you will. It's just, you will. Here's the thing. We're just providing a second set of eyes. We're non-emotional about it. We've been doing this for quite a while. You know, we understand how child-free people work. We're looking at all your stuff and going, is this all pointing in the same direction? By the way, that's a very rare thing that I see. Usually, like, they're trying something good here and trying something good here. And I'm like, why are we doing these three strategies? And they go, well, because I watched this and I read this book and I did. All good theories. But we're mixing recipes. We're mixing things together that just aren't going to come to the same solution. So we do that with a checkup. We got to go through everything. Now, the truth is we're not going to be able to talk about everything. It just isn't. We're going to go high level, kind of identify problem areas. This is where you're doing well. This is where you need to work on. Make some recommendations. You also get access to our academy. That's our 15 courses, 100 videos. We also have group Q&As in there. You get 6 months access to our academy and the group Q&As included in the checkup. And you can buy an extra hour or two if you want it for $300 an hour after that. Now, little technicality. A lot of firms will do what they call intro meetings or consultations for free. We did that up in the beginning. And what we found was that those consultation meetings are really set up to sell the financial planner services or the investment management services. That's why they're giving away for free. This is the old, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Just saying. So we decided, nope, everybody's going to pay for our time because that's a principle for us. We are a fee-only fiduciary. We only get paid by what our clients pay us, and we really get paid for our time. So you're paying for our time. Now, somebody can say, well, I can go get it free for somewhere else. You're absolutely right. You won't get the same thing. You won't get the same value. That's just my gut. I don't know for sure. And they're going to try to sell you the product. Here's our pledge. What we're going to do is, if you don't ask us how to work with us, we're not going to tell you. We include it on the form, you know, like, here, if you want some information, you want to work with us, cool. But we're not going to take time out of that hour to talk to you about us. We're going to spend that hour working on you. What do you think about that, Brie?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot because another thing is people will ask, like, what are these numbers that I need? I'm like, I cannot give you these numbers without seeing everything. And that is what this problem is solving. It is saying, hey, we can give you more specific recommendations because we have information from you. And one thing I'll say is, like, if you go to a doctor and you say, you know, well, my head's been hurting, the doctor can't just give you a recommendation for your head hurting without actually checking and making sure, like, they need medical information from you. They need more information in order to give a responsible answer. So that is where this comes in, is we can give you responsible answers to those specific questions when we have that information. Otherwise, it just has to be like previously in the free consults when we didn't have that information, is just say, like, these are some things to consider. I can't give you a specific recommendation.
Yep. So when you get done, we email you a report. That report has what worked, what didn't, what's our notes. It's got recommendations, got links to the courses. It's got everything if you want to do it yourself. And if you want to take that report and do it all yourself, awesome. I really mean awesome. Like, go do it. Come back to us when you need something else. If you want help, we have a way to help. But what's happening is we're trying to show you how your finances should be different because you're child-free. We're trying to back that up with some good resources, good references, good structure. And you pay $500, you get our opinion, and we get to meet cool people and get into their finances. By the way, I'll tell you, Brie and I love, like, just diving into people's finances and having discussions. So, like, it's kind of fun for us. But, like, you get to get that. You get the checkup. If you want to come back a year later, get another checkup, cool. That's okay, too. That's the checkup. Look in the show notes. We got a link. You want to sign up for a checkup? I will tell you, you got to book about a week or two out, because what's happening is we're going to have you fill out that form. You got to go through, get all the information. You can't, like, hey, I need a checkup tomorrow. No, because you need to find all the stuff. We need to look at it. We need to do that. It takes us probably 4 to 6 hours on most of these to review all the information. It's there. I will tell you, The more information you give us, the better we can do. Now, let's say you get the checkup done. You're like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. I want help. Let me talk about that. Now, I'm going to give you our sales pitch. Just telling you that right now. I'm going to give you our sales pitch now. I'm not going to give it to you in the meeting because you're paying for the time. Here's our sales pitch. What we do is called, technically, flat fee, fee only, fiduciary. That is a whole bunch of terms that mean nothing to you, but let me explain it. Bottom line is, we charge 10 grand a year. That's it. We don't adjust it based on what you make or how much money you have or percentage of your assets. And we do that intentionally because if I'm charging 1% of your assets and you're trying to die with zero, we have a conflict of interest. So we decide flat fee, everybody pays the same price. Doesn't matter what you have for assets. You got a million, you got 15 million, doesn't matter. We do that because really it's based around our time. What we do in our program for $10,000, you get full life planning, financial planning, insurance planning, estate planning, tax planning, the entire thing. We'll put a link to our process, 77 items. Everybody doesn't have to do all of them, but it's a pretty intense process. And what we do is we usually meet in the first year about once a month because you can only take so much. If we tried to do all 77 at once, your brain would explode. So we meet once a month, and that provides some accountability for you to go through and check it up. And we're doing like house cleaning stuff, fixing it. And we're building your entire financial plan. The interesting thing is we have to do two things at the same time. We have to figure out what life you want to live, what that looks like for an amazing life, and how to simplify your finances. So we're building that. So, you know, like, for example, we might be working on how to redo your investments at the same time as we're trying to figure out, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Which sounds silly, but those are big questions. Like, these are the things. So we meet monthly, work through, get your core plan done. When we're doing those monthly meetings, a couple things happen. One, you bring one or two items to talk about. We bring one or two things to talk about. But you're always making progress. And what I find, we give you homework after each meeting. And people are like, well, I got my homework done yesterday, like 3 minutes before the meeting. But it does build a structure so that you're going through it. Bree, you've been doing these monthly meetings. What do you think about them?
I think they're super helpful because it does make it a lot easier when you only have one or two things to do at a time. Because there are people who I have a list of close to 30 items on there. And if I went through and did all that in one meeting, there is no way it would happen. It is just one or two things at a time we can go through and really focus on that, explain it, make sure you understand it. That is what I like about the monthly meetings is it makes it a lot more digestible.
It also allows us to focus in on where you're at. So for example, I have a lot of folks that want to work on, they may not use this term, but essentially a spending plan. Like, how much money can I spend and still be okay? And by the way, we have a lot of folks, we spend time on like convincing them to spend money versus save money. That's a separate discussion. But we'll create that and work that through. And like, well, how do I get access to my funds before I retire? And what about healthcare? Well, it all starts coming together and we create a plan. What normally happens is the first year we work through the plan, they feel comfortable, and then they're like, oh, my goal's changed. Well, then we have to change the plan. But in the second year and ongoing, we actually have a calendar. Every month we cover certain things. That doesn't mean you have to meet with us, but we check on things for you. We're working through. Like, for example, right now we're recording this in April. We're just finishing up tax season for folks. We don't do tax filing, but we do tax planning. We check on what's going on with it. We also do some tax planning at the end of the year. But we have certain things we do every month, and we meet quarterly once your plan is set. Why do we meet quarterly? Because child-free folks change their plans all the time. We need to be at least quarterly. And what we're doing is we're building a financial team for you. The team you get includes a certified financial planner, a child-free wealth specialist, and a paraplanner. The child-free wealth specialist is usually your face. You know, that's the person you'll talk to day in, day out. We have also experts we can call in depending on if we need them, you know, tax attorneys and CPAs and other things. The paraplanner is doing a lot of the work behind the scenes. But we have a team of folks that what you can do is you can email us like, hey, I have this idea. I have this question. I have this thought. And we can go, either we'll take care of that next meeting, or we'll help it. You have somebody you can go to where you can pass off your worries about finances onto us. Now, that doesn't mean we're doing everything for you, but I had somebody last night, 3 o'clock in the morning email I get, hey, I'm worried about X, Y, and Z. Like, okay, I'll answer that. And if we can't get to it, part of it I was able to answer, part of it was next meeting, where you have somebody you can count on. And by the way, we can also be there for some folks to help you not do stupid things. And you know who you are if you're one of those people that like will do random things. I get somebody, I randomly opened this account. I'm like, why? Well, because I read this on Instagram. I'm like, oh no. Who are you following? Like, I'm joking. But that is true. It's that It's being there for people. We are your financial team. We are your tax team. We are your estate planning team. Now, we're not your lawyer. We're not doing the paperwork for you. We're not filing your tax for you, but you have a team that specializes in child-free people like you. Bree, what do you think about that team structure? I mean, because you know, you're a child free wealth specialist. You're meeting with clients one-on-one. You're going through this. I'm the lead planner on many of those accounts as a CFP. Rob's often the para planner. Kind of talk about what does that mean to have that team?
I love a good team. I think it can be helpful because then you've got multiple eyes checking things and reviewing things, making sure works. And also, you know, there are certain things where people have different areas where they really focus on. Having somebody who knows the different areas can look at that a bit more. And that can be just so helpful. It's kind of like in the NFL, they have different coaches for different people on the team. Why don't we do it with your finances too?
Yep. And we're there for you no matter what. So like I had somebody the other day, hey, you know, cause we're in tax time. So I'm thinking a lot of taxes. Hey, I got this issue. I'm like, okay, let me get on the phone with your CPA. I talked it through this with the CPA. CPA is like, yep, that makes good sense. And it saved the client tens of thousands of dollars, literally. That's what happens is you have somebody to be your financial quarterback to keep with the NFL. That's us. And we can help control the rest of the team. Now, people often ask about investment management. Yep, we do investment management, investment advice. You have two choices. You can follow like an advice only model where we teach you how to do it and you push the buttons. Or we can do investment management where we do it for you. Same price. Doesn't matter to us. Some folks would rather just kind of hand it off and let us do it. By the way, if we're doing it, simple, passive, long-term investing. Three funds, set it, forget it. But if you like us doing it, cool. If you want to do it, cool. Our whole goal is to simplify your finances so your life can be amazing. So if we can take that burden off you, we can do that. Now, we're building out other services. You're going to hear we're working on some additions to this product. It's going to be awesome. All right. So what happens is now you have someone you can go to whenever you have a financial question. We can't always answer them. Like sometimes you're like, I don't know. I'll talk to a person or I'll refer you to somebody. But you have that team. We're going to add on some additional products. We're working on solving some of the solutions around who gets to make decisions for you when you're older. We're working on some different solutions for long-term care, some insurance products, some annuities. Now, we do not sell any products. We get paid 10 grand a year to take care of you. That's how we get paid. No commissions, no percentages, nothing, no surprises. So if we say, hey, this is a good product for you, we got nothing in it. That's intentional. The way it works is you do the checkup. You decide, yep, I want to sign up. It'll have in there how to sign up. We can help you through it. And then now what happens is you have a team supporting you doing it versus you doing it yourself. It's good for folks who have kind of like $500,000 or $1 million in net worth or more, $200,000 to $300,000 of income or super complex system. Now, when I say about or super complex, or those are judgment calls. Okay. 10 grand is not cheap. You need to know it makes sense to you. And it makes sense to you when you have enough assets or you have something super complex going on. When you do the checkup, you'll know if your stuff is complex or not. We'll tell you. We're like, okay, there's a bunch of things going on here. I'll often say to folks, you don't have to work with us, but you have to work with a planner. I'm just saying, like, there's sometimes I'm like, you need some help on this. This you can do alone. You can get that there. The other thing that happens is we're going to dive into your money mindsets, your behaviors, your thoughts around money. You know, people go, well, I'm anxious about my money. Let's work on that. That's not about gaining more numbers. That's not about checking off boxes. We're there to support you. And what happens is when we talk to clients, they often come to us for like financial things. I want to get my investment set. I want to get this account set. And then they stay with us because they realize, oh, we actually know what it's like to live a child-free life. And we're dealing with things like the boring middle and the child-free midlife crisis and other things. And that's what we do on a day-in, day-out basis. The other bonus we have is we're talking to lots of people just like you, and we can steal ideas from all of them. And I freely admit I steal them. Like I had somebody the other day, I'm like, that is a beautiful idea. I'm going to use that with this other client. And they're like, oh, okay, sure, go ahead. I'm like, I'm honest. Like I can learn from everybody and figure this out. Bree, what do you think about this kind of like concept that people sign up for the financial or the investment, but stay for the life and behaviorals?
I think that's really true because often you don't understand how much behavior impacts finances because it's not often talked about. And really in most of the financial world, it is still such a tiny part of it. It's not really a big thing. Whereas, like, in the marketing world where I come from, is we talk a lot about behaviors because it teaches people how to, we learn how to get people to spend money. Whereas, why isn't it being used in the financial world to help teach people how to use their money and grow it and use it for the things they want going forward? Financial world is kind of lagging when it comes to that.
Well, the financial world, they'll say on one side that 80% of your success with finance is your behaviors, 20% is your numbers. But then they spend 100% of their time on the numbers. No, that's not us. We're going to spend 70, 80% of our time on the life behaviors because that's actually child-free stuff that makes a big difference. If you get to the end, you got the first year done, you have all your financial plan done, you're like, I'm good, cool, have a good day. You graduated, you want to leave, go right ahead. You want us as your team going forward, we're there for you too. Like, we're not like saying, you must stay with us forever. No. Come get what you need and go. If we'd prefer you stay with us for life, I mean, I'll be honest, I like getting to know people and kind of living life with them. I mean, if you're out on a trip, I'm going to ask you to send me photos because I get to live life vicariously through you. You know, like, I mean, it's just part of how it is. And what I tend to find is people go, oh, you really get me. I'm sticking around. That's true. That's what happens. All of our child-free wealth specialists are limited in the number of clients they can take. So just keep that in mind. Whoever you sign up with will stay your child-free wealth specialist as long as that's what you want and as long as they're taking care of clients. I'm not taking on any clients right now. Bree's taking on all of the new clients, which is awesome. Bree is amazing, so you all are lucky to have her. And what happens is you now have your financial person. And by the way, blame us for everything. Just say, Dr. J says, Bree says, I got to do this. And I've had people blame me for all of the things. I'm like, cool. Well, like, yeah, by the way, I don't actually say you have to do things, but like they go to their family members like, I can't afford that trip because I'm saving for my retirement. And Dr. Shea says I have to do that. I'm like, when did I say that? Okay. Like I did, like, you know, I'll sign up. Or even more, Dr. J says, I got to talk to you about your will or your power of attorney when you're talking to your parents. Yeah, I do say that. And I can be the one blamed all day long, you know, or Bree or whoever, but you have that team. If you want to sign up, it's in the form that's there with the child free will checkup. You can't sign up without doing a checkup. So the first step's the checkup. That's $500. Second step is then you can work with us. I'll be frank, we are a little picky. So we want to make sure we have the right clients and the right products and the right structure. There are times where we'll tell people, hey, we're not the right match. We don't take everybody. That's okay. It's not a product for everybody. That's okay. It is a product made for child free folks with $500,000 of assets or more, or complex situations that want a team to support them. That's it. It's not for everybody. It's not affordable for everybody. I apologize. It is not. We just have to find a line. We do have the academy. You can do things on your own. There's group sessions there. If you can't afford it, that's cool too. Now, your next steps. Look in the show notes. Sign up for a checkup. We have limited spots on that. We put out new spots about middle of each month. So if you can't find a spot that works for you, take another look. We will try to dive into your stuff, give you a second opinion, second set of eyes, whatever it is, with a child-free lens. And then we go from there.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a rating or review. We'd love to keep the conversation going. Follow Child Free Wealth on social media or email us at podcast@childfreewealth.com. If you're interested in working together, learn more by visiting our website, www.childfreewealth.com. We'll see you next time.